Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, March 26, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're now going to spend a little bit of time with our good friends from the ODC. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves so the audience can put a name to the voice. And I'll start, of course, with our good friend, Ann Lee Peck, Director of Public Relations and Fund Development over at the ODC. Ann, always good to see you.
Always good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for bringing some friends along with you.
Absolutely.
Dave, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Okay. As you know, I'm David Blackman, and I've been at ODC for 29 years. Just like I was telling all my friends here.
So yeah,
29 years I've been.
Always good to have you here, David. Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time.
I'm delighted to see you again too, James.
Thank you. And Ashley, I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Ashley Nickel. I'm the communications specialist for the PR Fund Development team.
Good to see you again, Ashley. Thanks a lot for being here. Appreciate the time. And want to dive right in, if you guys don't mind, talking to David a little bit about ODC's 60th anniversary. David, you mentioned that you've been there 29 years. You've been there almost half of the time at ODC. That's amazing.
Right. That's right, James. I have.
Can you recall some of the crowded ODC was before our new the building and some of that?
I'll try. I remember my first year ever started working at ODC. It was just too crowded in there. So then ODC decided to make an enlargement. So ever since I've been at ODC, we really had made a large improvement.
Yeah. Yeah, the expansion's given you guys more room over there and more ability to do more things. We've talked a lot about Milkweed Market and some of the other things that are going on over there and that we're able to do. But there's also the ability of not just in the building, but the ability to get you guys out in the public and be able to do more out in the world and everything, if you will.
That's right, yeah.
Have you been, in the time that you've been there, David, you've really had a chance to really see this growth. What has it meant to you to be able to see this as somebody who cares about the ODC?
Oh, gosh.
How do you put that into words, right? That's a tough question. That was not a fair question on my part.
Anyway, when I first started working over at ODC, I didn't really care about going to ODC because I had a lot of distress and I had an anxiety attack but ever since Ann Lee Peck and I mean Pam Ross and I were on television together, that made me come to ODC more and more, and I've been coming to work there ever since we were on TV, you know, and now. We did our last show of ODC, and I'm Locas on stage, and I've been coming to work ever since. So,
And for you, in the time that you've been there, and seeing the growth of the individuals over there, the growth of ODC in general. Again, it's not fair if I ask David, I got to ask you. What does it mean for you to see this, and what can you touch on with this?
Yeah, so I think, you know, as David alluded to, we really had a lot of people that worked within the walls of ODC, and over time, and we've had to expand, and over time, really, we've just grown and evolved to support people to connect to their community, and so things have really changed. There's very few people within ODC, and it's really about helping folks to be more independent and more included in the community. And so David actually has also had an opportunity to be a part of that by, you know, different things that you've been able to do. I know you wrote a couple things down. And so what are the things that you do now? You don't just come to work at ODC, you really connect to the community and do some other things. Do you want to share some things you wrote down?
I certainly will do that. Anyway, here I did some what they call research last night at my house, and here are the things that I wrote down on my piece of paper. Number one, I like helping out at the Milkweed Market. Number two, I enjoy going on outings with my friends. And on Saturday night, I went to the Looney Tunes movie. And last but not least, I remember I did Locust on Stage. I sang a song by Irving Berlin called "I'll Be Loving You Always," and those are the basic things that I like about ODC. I can't think of any others.
So. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine how long that list would be if you did remember all of them. Yeah. As much time as you've spent there, those were some great highlights, though, yeah. David. Those are pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I always want to be prepared.
You did a good job. Thank you for that.
I'm going to be going on the radio the next day. I always like to be prepared for
it. It shows, and we really appreciate that, and the audience appreciates that.
Yeah, and I think the other story that David and I like to share once in a while is that, you know, he always lived at home with his parents, and one of the things that happened, you know, you want to tell the story about how you felt about that or what was going to maybe happen?
I certainly will do that. At the very beginning, after my parents died, I didn't have any idea about where I was going to live. And then ODC took over, and an opportunity took over. I remember a time when I used to be taken care of by a lady by the name of Madison Callahan, and she and I were really good friends with one another. So I hope she's listening to Madison, if you're listening, I'm talking about you. So anyway, those are the basic things that I like about living in my family home. So
So you know, when they passed away, David didn't know where he was going to live. Yeah. Your family doesn't live in town. The rest of your family does not live in town, and so.
Right.
You know, he really wanted to stay in his home community, stay in his home, in the home that he grew up in.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, as ODC has grown and evolved, we've been able to provide those services so that individuals have the opportunity to kind of, you know, continue to live and work and play in their home community. So.
Yeah, I did not, you know, we've talked a handful of times, David, but I didn't know that story. And I have to admit, it really got me. It really, I needed a minute to let that one sit in, because that's not only, I think, it brings out the empathy in us and the feeling for you in your situation, but also the beauty of having an answer. You know, for much of society, for much of history, we didn't always have an answer for something like this, the situation you were in. Having an ODC, having something like this, it brings it around. And it shows the how we have worked as a society to correct some of these things and make them better. But we need evidence of that, need data, and you just gave it to us there. And I really do appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing that, and always appreciate you being in.
You're welcome, James. I'm really happy to be on the air again. So
good.
Thank you very much.
I also wanted to talk with you, Ashley, a little bit, if you don't mind. Ashley is the communication specialist over at the ODC. And for those that don't know, coming up April, that's Autism Awareness Month. And you guys have some sensory-friendly events that you do over there that I really appreciate that you do. And I appreciate you coming in, Ashley, and talking about these. I talk about this subject quite a bit. I have a godson who is under the spectrum. And I learned from him so much about this world that I didn't know much about. And I think it's really important we talk about this more and more as a society, so we get more and more information out there, more people know about these things. But we want somebody that actually knows what they're talking about, not me. You actually know what you're talking about here. Can you tell us a little bit about the friendly sensory events that you have?
We're planning a few sensory friendly events to, you know, be inclusive and bring awareness to autism. And so in July, we're going to do a sensory-friendly skating event at Skate City. And in August, we're going to do a sensory-friendly skating event at Melody Gardens. And in October, we're partnering with the Playhouse Theater Group to do makes their Seussical Junior Theater performance sensory-friendly.
Those are all really cool, Ashley, and a wide variety of kind of things, too, to give people. You know, some people will like some stuff, some will like others, so giving people a number of different things to be able to do about this. And Ashley, with these events and people attending them, is there anything people should know before attending them, you think, or...? I would say, as far as you know, for people attending, if there's families out there with younger kids, is there an age range for this or anything, or come one, come all?
Yeah, it's definitely for everybody, and we're really thoughtful about all the different senses, like the, you know, no like flashing lights, loud noises, and we'll have like fidgets, and we really try to, you know, think through all the senses and what works for everybody.
And, you know, Ashley, and this is something that we need all hands on deck. Anybody can volunteer and help with these topics. But whether we're talking about this right here or what we were talking about with David, it's so valuable and so necessary to have real people who really know these subjects and can really give us insight on these things. You know, somebody like myself can have all the care and good intentions in the world, but I don't know what you guys know. And so for you guys to take that step and be so brave about this and taking on these tasks that you are and doing these things, you're not just helping out our community. You're not just helping out yourselves. You're helping future generations. You're helping really your trailblazers in what you're doing right now. And on this particular topic, we're so close to it. We're so in the moment of it and everything. I don't think we're seeing this, but you take a step back and you look at it. I think you really see the work you're doing has a long, long shelf life and going to really pave the way for many others. And hopefully we get to a point where so much of what we're talking about here is common knowledge and everybody knows it. It's important work you're doing, and it's fun work you're doing too. I see you having fun over there with this too, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Because these are really fun events too. And, you know, for so long, one thing that I like to touch on and something I've talked with my godson about quite a bit is we're learning more and more. Autism has been around since the dawn of time. It's always been there. We're just now kind of catching up. We're playing catch up with this and talking about it more and giving kids that maybe in my generation or, you know, our generation and that, you know, that didn't have these things, the future generations will. And it's because of the good work that you guys are doing with this. It's really cool.
Yeah, we're really super excited about it. Because it's really about building in a community and creating a community that's accessible and friendly for everyone. And so at some point, you know, really it's about making all of the events in general inclusive and open to people, you know, with physical limitations, with sensory, issues, things like that. And so it's really about creating the community that, you know, it's just open and inclusive for everyone. And so we're really working hard to make that happen. So
we're speaking with the ODC, and Ashley and David are with us. And Ashley, again, thank you so much for all the notes there. We appreciate that. Nice work. You're really good at this, by the way, Ashley. You're very good at this.
Thank you.
And I'd love to be able to talk to you a little bit about some of the events coming up over there. Before I do, though, I almost forgot the sensory-friendly events that are coming up. If people want to find out about those and make plans for them, you can find it at the ODC website and Facebook page?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So encourage to send people over there to do that, and we'll touch on that again before we wrap up. But, Anne, you've got some really great programs coming up, and one of them, Entertainment to Empower, held in Marshfield. Can we touch on that?
Yeah. So this was the first ever event we've held, a new event that we've held in Marshfield. We haven't been in Marshfield for quite some time with events, but we had an Entertainment to Empower. We had Comedy Sports come, and we were just thrilled with the sponsorships and the people who came and then also donated. We had a live giving opportunity. And I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to everybody that participated, because we raised over $25,000 from that one event. And so, you know, we couldn't do a lot of these new things that we do without the support and generosity of the community that helps us to kind of do these new things, mm-hmm. and offer these new services that really are, you know, for the greater good of the community. And so we were really excited about how that event turned out and just the support. So
it's wonderful. And because of that support, we can do more events and do even more in the community.
Exactly. That event actually was focusing on our children's services, which we've actually grown. That actually just started kind of taking off in the last year or so. And so it's really going to help us to fund some new and innovative things, providing support to children with disabilities, summer and after school programs, daily living skills, things like that. So real excited about that.
Thank you for that, Ann. Want to also touch on the event coming up. We got a big one coming up.
Yep, huge event. Our For Hope, fifth annual For Hope golf event is happening at Sand Valley on May 15th. Sponsorships are filling up quickly, so there's only a few left. So if there's anybody out there that's still interested, let us know. And then also, as of next week, we'll be opening it up to teams to participate as well. So that sells out every year. That's an event that really supports our mental health clinic and our mental health services. And again, real important to help with just purchasing necessary items that maybe they aren't covered by, you know, any other source of funding. And so it helps us to provide the tools and purchase the tools that we need to support people. And as we've talked about our mental health clinic, it's open to anyone in the area. And we do offer the sliding fee scale and accept Medicare and Medicaid. And so we really do want to support anybody who needs mental health services in the community, regardless of their ability to pay and insurance coverage. So, again, that benefit really helps to support that mission. So.
We know the golf events we have in this area are always very popular and well attended. This one is the one that I hear from our Midday Magazine guests who have nothing to do with the ODC coming in and talking about it. Yep. And asking me if I've heard of when the registration opens or something like that and everything. It's a really fun and popular event and a great way to put in the good work they're doing at the ODC. Speaking of that great work, Milkweed Market has been one of those ones we've really loved talking about and highlighting what you guys do over there. And we had an announcement we wanted to mention about them.
Yeah. So thanks for bringing that up. So as I mentioned just a few minutes ago that, ODC is really expanding our services and Children's Services has really been expanding in the Wood County area. And as many people know, Milkweed Market isn't open all the time, and really just with the kind of the retail climate, things have really changed. We have so many things that are done online that I wanted to just read the statement that that ODC put out earlier this week. So, in response to the increasing demand for children's services and the evolving retail landscape, our Milkweed Market location, located at 1191 Huntington, so at our building, will be closing. And I know that's sad for some, but it really is going to allow our organization to focus on expanding the children's services, because that's where those services will then take place for our children. So as I mentioned, we really launched Children's Services in 23, and at that time, we served 11 children. And as of last year, it was up to 54, and we're anticipating about 100 this year. Mm-hmm. And so really needed to, kind of relook at all of the things that we're doing and kind of Milkweed Market and how that's been going. And again, a lot of more retail online kinds of things. Although we're closing that location, we're going to continue to have services or our items at Milkweed Market by the River, which is located at the Spiris Hospital. And then also our partnership with the Cookie Jar is going to continue through that avenue as well. So I know a lot of people like the baked goods. And then many of the popular items, including the custom signage, will be available through a newly expanded website. And so although the physical retail store at Huntington will be closing to allow for some expansion, there still will be the opportunity to get the items that people have come to know and love either at Milkweed Market by the River or through one of our online platforms. So just wanted to share kind of what's happening with that. So
appreciate that. And we've talked so much about Milkweed Market and you've heard me ramble about it. And I know how many individuals I've talked to about it on air, off air. This is a good thing. This is a very good thing that's happening right here. It may seem odd to say that, but the ODC is so smart about using the money that they have and investing it in the right places. And no, very few nonprofits that I know of in this job and doing this for almost 10 years are more locked into their community and understanding of what the community needs and what they're looking for. And if this is what you guys are doing, you guys have earned it from me. You've earned it from this community. Like, okay, we trust you. We believe that this is the right thing to be doing. And to be fair, I think Milkweed Market served its purpose. It continues to serve its purpose and do what the purpose of it was. I love a cool knickknack like anybody out there, and I love a lot of the things that were made. But the point was always to give the individuals there, you know, not only a work and experience, but to, you know, raise funds for the ODC. We've done that. It is a mission accomplished in many ways. This is a positive.
Yep, exactly. And there, it, again, still ways to get all of that great stuff that you've come to know and love, just in a little bit different platform. And so,
well, and I try not to bring this up too often and brag about this, but I'm a bit of a cookie connoisseur. I mean, I know my cookies, guys. I'm very smart when it comes to cookies. So having the cookie jar still involved, I commend that. That's great. That's awesome. We appreciate that. And appreciate the update and all this from all of you guys and what you're doing for our community. You guys help our community spin. You make our community better and bring life to it. We greatly appreciate all the work you guys are doing over there.
We always want to make people feel good, so that's one of the reasons why we're in. We always want to make people feel good. That's one of the reasons why we have ODC around for several people to know and love. So.
Yeah. Well said, David. I appreciate that. Yeah. And if people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so either I would suggest at this point just giving us a call at 715-424-2712. And they, depending on what your question is, we can direct you to the appropriate person to answer that question. So, yes, lots going on, and would welcome any questions that anybody would have.
Mm-hmm. You can find out more by going to their website, odcinc.com. Be sure to bookmark that, odcinc.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date the good things they are doing and maybe sharing their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise. Again, Ann, Ashley, David, thank you so much for being here today, you guys. We appreciate you. We'll talk again real soon.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you, David. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.